Here's my guest.
This is the second time. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, that episode that we did was one of my best performing on Spotify for my nene, for my
Mafazi Nawapenda. Really?
Yeah, it was one of my best performing on Spotify.
Oh my God.
Shared views and all that stuff.
Really? Yeah. Stop. Stop. I feel like you're stroking my ego, but thank you.
I'm Blaze from Blaze
Talks Podcast.
Yeah, we've also diversified into fitness content.
Yeah, I saw you did the gym etiquette
thing. We are also shooting content for gym, like maybe weekly. Not weekly, maybe a few days a week. Uh-huh. Then we are writing for. I used to write, but we are still writing.
So it's like on a larger scale.
Not really, only on like topics that interest me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for one of the maybe best performing pieces was about Taboo by Fiasco. You can only check.
Really?
Yeah, Taboo.
I don't think I've read that one.
Yeah, it's like an analysis of the song itself.
Oh, okay.
And nice dudes and all that stuff.
Finish last.
Yeah.
Ah, God. Mm-hmm. You know, I was so anxious about like that specific episode we did because your podcast is definitely a men's health kind of podcast and your audience is definitely dudes. And I'm like, oh my God, I just know niggas don't want to hear my voice.
I think
a
change of pace. And like dudes were very responsive saying,
really?
The interview was done good.
Na mbona kunipei feedback? Like, come on now. What? Umeangatia almost like, I don't know how many months ukujo niambie.
Like 3 months.
Come on now. Sasa, go on. Alafu wakasema nini ingine?
So wakasema like, ni kama, we've, like the rapport was really good. The interview went really well. Nika, we've talked before.
Uh-huh. Like that. We have chemistry.
God,
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Love to hear it. Mm. I'm going to tag you. I'm actually teaching this.
No problem. No
Blaze problem. Talks.
Yeah. So also the growth has been good so far. And by the way, congratulations on your new space.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Certainly. I'm still on our episode, but I'm gonna take the compliment. Thank
later.
You.
Later.
Oh, God. That's so nice. What else did they say?
What else did they say?
Let me tell you, the worst thing ever ni kupewa chai na mwanaume because they're like, oh, walisema ni poa. Ivo tu, like, come on, now, like, give me the specific comments, like, the wording.
Naenda kuziangalia. Like, si unajua wanaume hatunao mambo mob. They're just saying. But if it was, like, one of the best performing episodes, it meant something.
Yeah. Eish, what? Jina kubwa. Okay, that's amazing. Thank you so much for actually honoring the invite to your siku.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much fun. I think at some point too nilikuwa naongea, but you know, as long as the people liked it.
Ilikuwa the conversation was flowing and we built on like our each other's points.
Oh, yeah.
So haikuka nika.
Siju tukua na show?
Tunaweza, by the way. I'm open for that. I'm open for that, by the way.
Tukua na show because, wow, already we have the chemistry, we have the knowledge, we have similar interests. Like, come on now. Yeah. What else? What else is there? What is...
Then, like, even, like, our views, atakama's in a conflict at some point. Mm. Like they are like nowadays there are people are not like arguing objectively. Nile like when I say atukubaliani me and you, nikama we are fighting. Like nikama if I say I don't agree with you on this point, inakuwa nikama I'm attacking your whole
thing. Oh, you're attacking the person and not the position.
The position, yeah.
Okay.
Do you like Allah? If you look at like the how people argue online,
I mean, I've seen the podcasts, what
and even the podcasts and I'm like, themselves. Hey,
Mimi mtu akianza kuniongelesha hivi natoka.
Yeah, no, even the podcasts themselves, inaanza inatoka from being the points themselves to being
now, like defending personal, your personal position on something.
Yeah, personal attacks. Like Twitter is notorious for that. Where ukiona
kibe ama
like Twitter like oh, Twitter okay, itself like, the premise of Twitter is that
I see that a lot
you are losing the argument
unaanza kumattack
na some bullshit that
something to do they did yeah. a gahot and
yeah.
what okay
win. Yeah
okay all right so I saw a tweet and I think you were discussing it
yeah
about Shakila and G am I allowed to ask hey this is a lot let me take a minute to regroup okay. Hiya, Shakila, Akapost asked me a question and then someone said, and then the question was, am I allowed to ask for your hand in marriage?
Mm-hmm.
And the requirements, she lists them.
Mm-hmm.
150K USD dowry price, 100 camels, shopping voucher of 4K USD, real estate property under my name, Range Rover Vela 2020, monthly babe allowance of 1.5K USD. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I just want to ask, why 100 camels?
Maybe she's, the community she's from, kuna yo, like, they hold camels to some high regard. Like, ni, gavenye, like, you give dowry to Masai's in cows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, possibly.
But come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Camels.
Yeah, like, I just see the camels. Like, the whole premise, yenye amenini hapo, it's wild, you know, no?
Yeah, it's so wild.
So...
Like, oh my God, I'm not saying that you don't deserve this. I'm not saying that. Please don't get me wrong. But this feels like it's really over the top. Like, if you believe you're worth that, ni sawa. But me, from my opinion is, I feel like this is so over the top. And then it's so specific, which I can't fault her because, you know, you like what you like, na ni sawa. Nobody can fault you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But wow.
But like essentially the problem like the dating market imekuwa hivyo like imeanza it's going towards that way.
What direction are we talking?
We are talking like when you look at maybe let's say American Twitter like UK Twitter and stuff. Even I say Twitter, chicks are saying if she you want to ask her on a date, you must pay for her nails. I think there's a slide related to that. Oh, for Shakila, isn't it? If you want to ask her for a date.
Oh, yeah. Can we have a lunch date? Requirements. Down payment, 100 USD. Using nothing less than iPhone 12 Pro Max. You pay for my makeup and outfit. Pick up car, masaba, chauffeur. You must be a good photographer. Okay, you're Neza Kubali. You must be a good photographer.
Yeah, so...
Five-star hotel, please.
Unona, sasa. Like, for dudes, the barriers to entry into dating zikoju. The chick just has to exist. No. So in US and UK, even in SA, when I say you must pay for her Uber, you must pay for her maybe nails, her like
the nails.
No. But the
but problem. But see, account kama personal grooming.
Yeah, when I say because she's taking her time to whatever to get ready to go to come to that date and stuff. No. So the problem is, it's not the chicks like per se. It's not the chicks. It's the dudes. There are some dudes who are willing to do that. No.
Oh, there are guys who are willing to do this.
Some guys who feel like they are being like wanaona ni kaa udema la wafanyia favor kutokea. But in the like kuna some gentlemanly dudes.
Where can I get them?
But see, gentlemanly dudes basically seems you una get even there are Twitch you know those streamer chicks.
Yeah.
OnlyFans chicks. That whole ecosystem is supported by dudes, simp dudes who think doing grand shit.
Women empowerment. Yeah. that's a win for women.
It's a win, but it's still an L for women. But traffic up.
Okay.
So these dudes are tipping these chicks.
Just because you're pretty and you know you're streaming.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's even this chick when she showered, like a package of that bath water. Dudes bought, you can sell out in minutes. Yeah. Unaona, there's this, isn't it Gwyneth Paltrow, who was selling candles, scented vagina scented candles.
This was in Gwyneth anakuanga wilding.
So, kuna dudes who will do that. Kuna dudes who will do that.
Really?
To maybe even wafanya your like your barrier of entry. Kuna, even like you see chicks on Twitter, akisema. Akisema when she's broke, they are like, let's say, because if conservatively, they are like 2 to 3 dudes will send her money. No. But from my view is
you're against it.
Yeah. See, I'm not against Nini. Uh-huh. I'm not against these chicks getting their bag.
Uh-huh.
But me siwezi bembeleza. Like basically you una bembeleza udem akuje to spend your fucking money.
Yeah, it should be mutual interest.
Yeah, like kuna alafu za the craziest thing. Like mm-hmm. I love this mm-hmm. thing is you can even feed her like your 5-star and everything. But there's a dude somewhere mwenye atam text to uko and she'll break her legs akikimbia akienda kufidiwa mayai na indomie.
Na tap water. Again.
Alafu wewe yako umedhani you've done something. Unaona?
Umcheza una formula.
Ah, like so.
Okay, konaya, but
for like what I encourage dudes is like be that tap water dude.
Come on now.
I swear you are getting more of this.
So be an asshole is what you're saying.
That's what the market is asking for. No.
And you know, it's kind of sad. Mm. Building on to that, it's kind of sad because this reminds me of that little topic we were going to discuss here, the pads thing.
Yeah.
When this guy generally posted a picture of pads available in his house plus painkillers. And the KOT, Kenyan Twitter, was up in arms. Like, why do you have pads? Like, oh, this is a guy you friend zone. And then there's another side that's saying, any you guys mezoeshwa the bare minimum, hadi mezoeshwa like below the bare minimum, ati mwanaume kukuwa na pads kwa nyumba yake, mna feel like it's such a big deal. And it's sad. It's sad, but because that is the situation kwa ground.
Yeah, that was a very good, good, like, me, I'd never advise, let's say young dudes who are getting into the dating market and stuff.
Mm. Specifically dating.
Yeah, into the dating market. Don't be that nice. Like, you have...
you break your back.
You have a budget for pads monthly. That's not
okay,
like...
Okay, when I can't be buyer.
We'll say like, when you work and you have a budget somewhere monthly for cheap.
And a stock up. Alafu liona kona moped. Do you know how rare, like, getting moped is? Moped is one of the high quality pads. Like, there's a point it used to be adequate shops, and then nowadays you cannot find it anywhere.
So it shows
a lot of care.
From his own perspective, let's say he's a very like he identifies with the struggle. I get.
Yeah.
And hypothetically, maybe what court dudes or what KOT was viewing this from the angle of maybe this are just a dude who. Anafanya a performance for
chicks. Yeah, it's pandering to the female audience.
Yeah, to the female audience. Mm. So hypothetically, let's say he genuinely has female friends.
Yeah.
So, and maybe he hosts these his female friends regularly. So hiyo inaweza make sense akiwa na nini kwa
stock ya pads.
Kama ako na female friends who come there regularly. But for like street niggas akuna haja ya stock pads kwa nyumba. And let me tell you like the most fucked up thing is fucked up thing is there are dudes who have never seen or hanged out with the chicks they are smashing wakiwa on their periods. They've never.
Actually, I want to see more hanyeshi at any point.
Like, yeah, juu akisha jua unanyesha, wewe unaekwa on hold.
Rotation, like, kuna mwenye na advance. Wow.
So, he doesn't give up. Yeah. And like, chicks can't get enough of dudes like this when they don't give a fuck about them.
You know, this is something we discussed during the last time you were here. Tukisama, guys who are like macho kind of asshole aggressive kind of dudes, they definitely get more I don't know what it is about them.
Like there's Jordan Peterson, there's David Bass alikuwa ame discuss why women have sex and all that stuff. So he's saying,
from your podcast.
So he's saying these dudes they have narcissistic tendencies.
They do.
And so for narcissists they display competence, like they are competent, they are confident.
Oh yeah,
their arrogance comes off like
your macho kind of bravado thing.
Yeah, it comes off as competency, and chicks
dig that.
Yeah, they dig that, And these dudes,
yeah,
also,
I'm not gonna lie, do. Okay, me, I do, so
yeah, they dig that. And these dudes,
I'm saying the competency, yeah. I'm not saying the narcissism and whatever,
yeah, 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 the narcissism. Mm. And then, Nikama, they challenge chicks to act more to get that maybe the attention and stuff,
yeah, because it was like for a performance,
nice dudes, yeah, mm. For nice dudes have nothing to offer apart from being nice. Ni default too. So that's one of the problems that women in that thread had. Ni ati, yes, they want to be treated good. They want to be pampered when they are in pain and all that stuff. But hawataki like treat every woman like that.
Yeah, and that's also something to alisema ati. Now you think ati you want your boyfriend only to be kind and caring to you. That's misogyny in itself, which at the time I didn't get, but now I see it. And then it also brings me to this point here. Why women like bad guys? It's because bad guys make you feel like they choose you.
Yeah, they choose you. Even like, no, I was talking to a friend of mine.
That's the whole premise, by the way.
I was talking to a friend of mine where tuliko tunanini tunacheck that JJ from.
Oh yeah, from the latest podcast, the recent ones. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the recent ones. Mm. Was saying that that mama knows like ungekuwa somewhere else, like you choose specifically to be there. I get like,
but repeat your topic. I'm trying to wrap my head around.
I'm saying, like, how these dudes make you feel like you are the center of
attention, exactly,
of their world. Because basically, you
it's
are
like
there,
a laser is on you,
like you're having your 15 minutes of whatever. But because it's that way, because these dudes, unajua, like, how could you choose because how could option, no, no, like, kulikuwa na, like. Five chicks, but when do we stand out? Like, that's
but
what...
For, and you know, the sad thing is you stand out only for a time.
But that's a high. You know, like, women, one thing with chicks, they don't like losers. You know, like
who likes losers? Do you like losers?
I don't like losers.
Exactly.
So, this
it's not
dudes,
even a gender thing.
Yeah, it's not like a gender thing. Mm. But, like, una realize you are not, like, you've been chosen. You've been... Yeah, when you're saying ni patriarchy and all that stuff. Ni ukweli.
Yeah, I see it. I see
but
it.
You've been, like, specifically chosen.
Chosen,
to be...
Uma elevate you above the rest.
And that's why, like... With time, monogamous, taki kuangalia those alternative lifestyles and blah, blah, blah. Mm. That's why with time, nini zinaanza kubo. Long-term relationship, zinaenda zikibo.
Kwa nini?
Because kuna hiyo availability. They are too available. They are too... Hakuna hiyo spontaneity. Hakuna huambiwi uko somewhere with your girls or something. Hujakuwa summoned.
Kuna too much familiarity.
Una get? Kuna hiyo too much familiarity.
Okay.
Hujamshwa saa nane usiku, you hop on a nduthi. You go on an
adventure. Yeah, you guys settle into a routine and everything is just so predictable.
Predictable.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Oh, no.
I see it.
So...
But still, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This may be my internalized misogyny coming out, but honestly, I am very cautious whenever... A guy says they're a feminist.
Yeah.
I would be very cautious because maybe there are some who do it because genuinely they feel for women and you know they've been raised to learn empathy.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I know and from experience, most guys don't have your empathy. That state where you can see what you can actually put yourself in my shoes and see what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, it's sympathy, and even sympathy is getting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I see someone claim that they're a male feminist, I'm like, what do you do about the lived experience of being a woman, except from what you read about?
Yeah.
I get that you're putting in the work and everything, but at the same time. There's a very thin line where it comes, where there's that gray area where when does it stop being you caring about women and it starts being a performance.
Yeah, and the problem also with, like, from the male experience is that why do you want to be applauded for doing something? No, no?
Yeah, it's like the way my sister loves throwing this line around. You can't applaud a fish for swimming.
Yeah, so the thing with you know, like, male feminism and all that stuff, because there are men out here, like, there are men every day who are going out here to make the world better.
Yeah.
Na hakuna wataki wako on Twitter saying how they are good men and they want to be applauded for being a good man.
No, I get it.
They are fathers who wake up every fucking morning to go
slave. Do it for their children.
For their wives, for their children. Na hawataki their college. Even like kuna days like Father's Day. Dudes don't care about Father's Day. Those dads. They don't care about Father's Day.
Because you're a dad every day, not just on Father's Day.
They don't care about those accolades. But the problem, the internet loves such type of dudes who wanna glorify. No,
I get it, but that's building on to what I said. Mm-hmm. When does it stop becoming? I'm celebrating myself. And it starts becoming, I want people to celebrate me.
Ni. That is just a performance where, there's that clip that we were talking about, Milba saying, these dudes, they've done something in the past, and they are trying to...
Exactly. Kuna kitu you are atoning for.
Yeah, they are atoning for something, and they are trying to...
You know what that reminds me of? This phrase, white guilt.
Yeah, white guilt and all that stuff. So they are trying to make up for something that they did.
Yeah.
And like, there's a very clear track record. Like when I used to tweet and all that stuff, we could tell some dude who's pandering to that, like forcefully, attack in the center of the female struggle. Kuna time it come when he'll be exposed for something. Now she thought I go in a car like 3 months. Oh, they are manipulative. They used that familiarity to take advantage of these chicks and all that stuff. No.
Yeah.
So for instance, this dude Uliona, there was some controversy that followed him.
Yeah, Siju, there's someone who came with claims that he's been defrauding chicks of women. Siju has a baby somewhere.
Yeah. No. So there's something that. Hypothetically, like there's something that is going, and then the other thing with these quintessential nice dudes is that they expect kuna some form of maybe in quotes compensation that they expect.
Oh yeah,
because if you see like the rants that nice dudes give, the rants that nice dudes give when they are rejected, it's some fucking hilarious stuff.
Give me an example.
So they'll say, "Oh, I did this and that for you. I'm always here to talk to you when you're hurting, but you're going with these dudes who are
hurting
who
you,
who don't give a fuck about you and all that stuff." And in the media, like in the popular media, kuna this conversation about incels. Incels and like these macho underage dudes, wana combine wango wanakuwa the same thing. Nugget. Like, if
Are they not?
They are not the same thing, basically. Uh-huh. So, incels, and incels and they are the two ends of the spectrum.
Incel, na?
Nah, like these red-pilled dudes. They are... But, like, in definition, an incel is someone who's involuntarily celibate. Like, they want to get laid, but they can't get laid because of various factors, maybe. Maybe they are broke, they don't look good, they are secluded in their houses and all that stuff. So, there's this dude who did a PhD thesis on incels. And some of these dudes, because most violence is attributed to incels, in quotes. And some of these dudes, they are not capable for violence. Like, these people who are like this...
They're not capable of violence.
They're not capable. Their violence is limited like to online spaces. I'll send you the link.
Oh, okay, okay. Some if I get it.
And these dudes, when they go, like, there are some dudes who are, yes, they are incels. They are self-proclaimed incels. And they have manifestos where, like, they write out why they did that thing.
Yeah, I remember there's this university shooting kwenye this guy went on a rampage and killed people and sijui alikuwa amepublished the same penye mesema ati sijui he was so tired of women rejecting him aka hot.
Yeah, so in these manifestos, these dudes, one of our chads, blah blah blah, and they call hot chicks stasis, they are the problem to this dude's getting laid. So a dude like a strong dude, in
a
quotes,
macho kind of dude,
yeah, like Andrew Tate, and a hot chick, they are the problem. They are the problem, according to this dude. This dude is not getting laid
because
of these dudes. So that's the fucking problem with these nice dudes. When I expect something, if you take a chick out for drink, when I expect that you must take her home, no. That type of shit. That's the fucking problem with nice dudes. Oh, no.
They have that expectation.
They have like very funny expectations. So
yeah, that's the thing. That's exactly. Thank you for saying it because that's what. My God. That's it. You know, usually, like I said, it usually feels like a performance, but you know they're not specifically asking for something. Hawakwambi ati, I'm doing this in return for something. But there is that expectation where I've been doing A, B, C, and D.
Exactly, yeah.
But obviously at some point, tutaanza ku feel resentment. Like, kila wakati nakuanga here for you, but where kila wakati you're always going to get fucked up and you come crying to me and me, I'm still here. Like, there is, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You might come across as though you don't expect anything. Ama, you're doing this out of the kindness of your heart. But come on now.
So that's the other thing that's problematic with male-female friendships. Because chicks say, oh, dudes can be platonic friends. Mm. And that's the popular thing. And if you can't keep female friends, you are the problem as the dude.
I don't know about that.
So, there's this experiment.
I don't have an opinion on that.
there are these experiments. Mm-hmm. Streets. These easy two streets videos and stuff. Mm. These dudes, when I was a dame, call this dude and ask them, come on, they are down to hook up.
Mm.
And like 80% of the time.
Guy friends. Yeah,
80% of the times.
Are you serious?
Like these dudes are down to smash. Mm. So, come boy hajak friend zone, went all in friend zone. Usisema ati this dude is like your friend. And then the other problem maybe, because we did an episode on that, ilikuwa on how to get out of friend zones and that stuff.
Mm.
There are problem with this ninini ati. These dudes think they can wait, like they can play the long game.
Oh, like kuna time tu utanitaka. Wow, wote wataisha and then I'll be the one remaining and finally it'll be my turn.
Unajiprove to be something. So these are those dudes. Like if you get into a friend zone and you do not want to be in that friend zone.
Oh, talk
about where end of the problem in that that whole equation. Because
you have this unsaid expectation kwenye unadhani one day. Unadhani there's that what's the word? Unadhani like kuna that leeway, like
kuna leeway, kuna some leeway. So kuna some kaliwe to get in, and there's this study that showed that like in movies, kuna kwa na hii the archetype of a nice dude who finally wins
the girl
from a football player. It doesn't happen that way. This chick replaces this dude with another. That same type of dude. Mm. Back up in the wings. You know?
Yeah, happening
yati, she'll finally, wow, this nigga is very good to me.
I should give him a chance.
Yeah. And then when these dudes are given a chance, you know, like, if you do not have clear boundaries, because like, let's say if I have a female friend, I'm not talking about your sex capades. I don't want to hear usinipigia simu za nane usikunikujia somewhere juu.
But you're my friend.
Mr. Gizzo responsibilities. Ona. Because I don't want those responsibilities. I don't want to hear nani anakuita.
Why not?
Because I don't want to hear. You know, like, kuna some things that stai kusikia. Stai kusikia ati how uli nini you got smashed. Ukatolewa saa 5 a.m. So unataka upitia kwangu ushawa. Do end at home. Some things need in a boil down into self respect.
Oh, okay. Again,
like me, Stai Kuskia, you are shenanigans. Because.
But you're my friend!
You know the problem with male female friendships. Akuna is a boundaries. Mr. Kujua.
But that also begs the question, if you're not interested in me, now. none of that, like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in a kubodha, mm-hmm. like, you don't want to sleep with me. Mm-hmm. So, mbodha, why are you pressed when I tell you about who I'm sleeping
it's,
with?
It's, how do we call it?
Because that's how it's coming across to me.
I think the standards that I set for myself,
oh, okay.
it's not like universal for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not
like a preference thing.
Yeah, it's a preference. It's like jua or that shit. I don't want to be at that friend. Mwenye na kukotaka kwa mtaro, mwenye na kuja ati kuku comfort because you fucked up somewhere. And like this will come off as very controversial, very nini.
Yeah.
But. Cheeks.
It is, it already is.
Yeah. But chicks don't have a stellar record when choosing men. They don't, like, chicks don't have a stellar record when it comes to choosing the men they nini with. So, if you have a female friend, listen, if you have a female friend, utasikia about, let's say, hypothetically, let's say she's meeting,
oh yeah, unasikia all the things she's been letting fly.
Yeah, she's, now ukimshow, ukimshow something, chicks don't want advice from me. Wanataka sympathy. And then, and then kuna time itafika. Because women who are in love, women in love move different. So, watachana, let's say he'll do some sketchy shit. So. Then we show them, yeah, it's time you respect yourself. I text you the next minute, akimbia kwa ujama. Atakuwa in that euphoria, post-sex euphoria. Nini pillow talk aseme
bado ako afterglow
aku snitch aseme oh hata nani alikuwa asema
ati imagine ati
alikuwa asema ati ati you don't deserve me or something.
Oh, I think that okay. That in apply to ile rule ya mambo ya watu wawili watu wameonana
uchi like sasa this dude hata understand that you are a friend. Oh no, had to understand that you.
Oh, ataona like when you oh unamaribia game for you.
Unamaribia game you want her, you want his mama and all that stuff, lola.
Okay.
So mimi is like kuna beef with dudes kwa streets because of a chick. I don't like really care about that much.
Okay, so it's more about self-preservation than anything.
And street like dudes should respect their street credibility. Like your
street,
what is street cred? Like your,
is it street cred ama like to other dudes?
It's basically it's to other dudes because like saini kitambia kwa barabara, sitapigwa ngeta na dem, nitapigwa ngeta na a dude. So,
but it kind of feels like at some point it's a performance where now, una, you see there are guys who center their life around.
Yeah, other
impressing their guy friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think at some point it's a situation like that, where like, most of the things you're doing are influenced by, oh my God, how what will other niggas say about me? Will they respect me? I get kuna your point and yeah, utakuwa like as a man, based on the values I share with my friends, there are things I wouldn't want to be seen doing or I wouldn't want to be doing.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like kuna a thin line where it turns into.
Like guy worship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, kuna,
basically, you're degrading your guy.
Yeah, kuna that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna that possibility. Mm-hmm. But your street cred is very important. As a dude, your street cred is everything. Like, Mr. Taki, who built some dude's ego, thinking that I want their chick. So I end up kuambia kila mtu on Twitter how I want their mama. So for me, I don't give a shit about like
you don't want them to get it twisted. Mkae mkijua, I don't want your woman.
Yeah, I don't want your woman. And if I wanted her, I'd get her. Well, nah. See, ati kuna something that.
I feel personal. Who are we attacking?
See, ati kuna kitu unaweza do yenye itani nini. Like strict cred is.
Oh, I love pattern. It here. Yeah.
Strict cred. Don't like.
And if I wanted, I could have her.
Ni currency. Because this brings me to.
Oh, point, thank you. Kisama currency, Kanda.
Yeah, it's a currency. This brings me. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
This brings me to a point. This article I saw on because. Yeah, I saw on because blog. It was this mama in her 40s, divorced. She's in a poly relationship with a. There's a 45-year-old dude. And a 25-year-old dude. I get. So, me and Nikola Sema, for 25-year-olds smashing a 40-something-year-old mama, yeah, it's like kind of, in quotes, an achievement. If, like, you are punching above your own weight, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
I get. But a 45-year-old dude, in that dynamic is it's hypothetically like for me to me it's going to look very stupid. Okay.
I love when I say stupid.
Yeah, it's going to look stupid. So hypothetically, this dude, the let's say this dude is because he's 45, blah blah blah, like somewhere in their career, you know? Maybe upper management, blah blah blah. You know.
Maybe he has mommy issues. I don't know.
Yeah, let's say. Mm. So Akoko is a CEO somewhere, and then this dude is an intern in the let's say in the same organization.
You're eating from the same plate.
You're eating. This 35-year-old dude had a checky at Munashia at their rules to this equitable blah 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 relationship by the polyamory war muna hype. This dude had a hit pints. Atakuwa akisema nakatanga mama wa huyu msee in that organization. So unaona, that's what why strict red matters.
Okay, I get it. And the way I see it, sorry to cut you off. Okay, your thought inapotea. But basically, for guys, hey, sometimes I thank God I'm a woman because, hey,
yeah,
being a guy in a car so kuna, hard kuna because
so many rules.
You but, constantly have to show, like, and I feel like at some point there's a performance of masculinity. Yeah,
because Nini, it's like a war where, like, what if I have a fine chick,
if I have a fine chick, dick measuring contest.
There are people who are trying to get that to that chick.
Like,
but Sasa, who's 45-year-old with all your achievements? Nikama an intern at State House, wanakata the same mama na the president. Unaona? Like, umse sasa, anaundia ujama some strict cred, ujama anafeel like, I think like they have the, like, they are swinging, wana swing the same dick.
Mm.
Like, dick measuring, they are the same. Like, where it matters, they are the same.
I feel like respect and stature are very huge values when it comes
the problem comes if, like, for us street dudes who have chicks, like chicks, no wonder, like, tuna we set rules for these mamas because means like you chicks choosing these dudes they are fucking with. Our kwangina like at a very stellar record. So means like kukua ati some dude.
Me, I'm not a good record. Me, I'm like one of the...
I was like some dude, Adhani, at we are on the same caliber because some chick allowed him to think, me and we are on the same caliber. Una get. So this 45-year-old dude, and allow this 25-year-old dude...
To think that we're on the same
level because of this chick. I get.
Okay, get it in that perspective.
If I'm 45-year-old, I'm a 45-year-old accomplished man. I'm not like Miss Fanny, your bullshit, your polyamory. Fuck equality. Fuck equitable, whatever fairness. fuck that. So, like, you basically, I'm at the prime.
The world is at your feet.
The world is at my feet. I'd get he'd get women who are younger, even by half. Share with some other dude, and he'd get akataka could get a chick for every day of the week. Why bother at his house at unapewa? So you come on Monday and Tuesday, there's a dude who's coming Wednesday and Thursday. You like mwanaume hakai ati anakai on Tuesdays, amelala kwa bed, like he's hafikiri that. Hayuko, like, angekuwa la katana saizo, but it's not his choice.
Okay, I get it. But now my question is, are you against polyamory? Am I your against?
I'm not.
You're against.
Against.
Because it doesn't feel like you're against polyamory.
I'm not against polyamory polyamory. I'd smash someone's cheek. Come on, going there, polyamory. Shenanigans, but I'd never subscribe to that. They might come and show at the here is the thing. Me and you and some other three dudes, we are a thing. I'd never do that because that's it's a win for the chick. It's not a win for me.
Okay, nime jigada. So you're not against polyamory, but
I'm not going to be in a polyamorous situation where, like, me, nataka to set on to set my own rules.
I think you're big on men's. Is it empowerment? I don't know.
No, not really empowerment. I'm not on on men empowerment. It's nini, like, even I'm risking, like, sounding like Tate. But when you
look yourself away, yeah.
When you look at, you know, like, in history, when you look in history, kuna nini, kuna, like, all these dudes, they had multiple wives, apart from, like, kuna some communities, I think, which maybe allow the polyamory and all that stuff. Akina, kuna some women in history who are polyamorous, akina Cleopatra and all that stuff. But the biological imperative for dudes is not hakuna venye you are going, like, it's a modern phenomena where ati mna share, you three dudes ati mna share the same mama, and the outcomes zinakuwa very catastrophic. So for instance, there was this chick, there was this couple in the US. Let me digress. So for dudes, their maybe biological imperative or evolutionary imperative is to get kids, you know, to spread your genes, to continue your lineage, you know, and to ensure, like, paternity. Like, for me, if I have a kid, paternity, that kid is, I'm not sure about it. The mother, only the mother knows who, like, the father is, you know, get.
Okay.
So to ensure paternity, community, like, societies, before DNA and all other stuff, marriage was very important too for this situation. You have a woman in your house all through paternity. Unajua paternity, you are the father. You are not spending your resources raising someone else's kid. So we got three dudes. Ati mnataka kusema ati mama akiget pregnant, mnasema we are pregnant collectively. You three dudes collectively that you are pregnant. So what happened to these dudes was, the kid was born, and then it comes out later that this dude, one of the dudes, is arrested because he was physically abusing the kid.
Are we naming a hypothetical situation?
See, hypothetical. This is something that happened in US. So these three dudes were in a polyamorous situation, and the chick gets pregnant for one of the dudes.
Oh yeah, I think for you it's more of like an investment. Investment. Is that it?
I don't want to clean anybody else's messes.
Yeah, it feels like that, because I don't think you're against polyamory itself. You're against the premise of kuna input yako. Ukiangalia cost versus
the outcome. People are applauding at how fair it is, how equitable, how bullshit.
I mean, to each their own.
how it is, but to me, it's only cure equitable. But for some dude, it's equitable. Like Mimi, I think it come off like I'm bragging or something. But me
no talking shit. Okay.
Me nikona an opportunity where I can get my own chick when I don't have to share with anybody.
So why should I settle for?
Why should I atina share na three other dudes knowingly? You know. So, no, like, why even in like, us street niggas, we are in the streets, we still, like, demand some certain standards that we demand from our chicks. And the beautiful thing is, we have like, the option to do that. Now, ukikosa kuto the line, uneza bounce, you know. Like, it will sound, this nigga is so full of himself, blah, blah, blah.
No, but I think you can relate it to how women unambiangwa. Kama he's not what you want, there's no point in settling.
Exactly.
Go after.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a reverse kind of situation.
Yeah. And like e-sharing, you know, kanga, it's a sign of weakness, bit passe. Like, nikama, because most of these dudes kuangalia, very few of them are like men of
stature.
It's also like masculinity programming, but wanaka men who are men, you know. Nikama, you can't expect someone like who, like, let's say Tate, at Yalashia anini with some other person, you know.
Okay.
But you see these dudes need this walk, blue haired dudes.
Guy, blue haired.
Also, there was this situation. there was this situation where there's this dude, I'll go in, yeah, but to like Twitter 2019, 2020, I'll go in a polyamorous situation. I get. But this dude ended up, so like what me, I don't get, with this, like the easy rules that polyamory need. The mama can have 2 to 3 dudes,
yeah.
But
kuna, based on your agreement.
Yeah, kuna agreement. So the agreement was this mama can have dudes, but this dude akwati hapo. Again. So apparently the contract was broken when this dude cheated. In quotes, this dude, the mama has several dudes. Hey,
that counts as cheating.
Hey, you account as cheating. Born, I mean, born like to a self-aware dude. Atoke from the freedom of having the chicks that he wants to come in kuwekewa nini kuwekewa boundaries na dame. Na unajua like you ina go very against your everything. Your primal nini ina go against evil. Unajua your mama is getting her chicks clubbed somewhere. Na uko home. Uko home with meat in hand. Okay, home with meat in hand. Okay, ukisema uko faithful. Unaona, like it doesn't make sense when you look at it like that. It doesn't make sense.
I think at the end of the day, me ntasema to each their own.
Each their own.
Yeah.
Nisiko against you.
It's
but like nikisha skia a dude is nini. A dude is in such a whatever. Who has him checking in? Like, namuananga too different.
I don't know, maybe they're a sub or something. I don't know.
Yeah, also, like, this thing of...
I'm not into humiliation. They have a humiliation kink.
Oh. There are also this thing of open relationships and all that stuff. So, and this is very common with older dudes, married guys who are ameboeka now. Now they are mamas and stuff. Yeah, it sounds very sketchy coming from me.
Go ahead, say it.
Just do the old-fashioned cheating. Just go and cheat.
Yeah, kuna point ya kusema ati, oh, let's see other people, okay, but yeah, still you want to be in a relationship. Yeah.
Just do the old, especially for these married dudes. For married dudes, where like they don't have the luxury that I have as a single dude. Kuambia udeme, mimi nimechoka na wewe and this bullshit. We bounce. No. Married dudes think we may get one side chick. And then think now at the, oh, we are those men, we can open our relationships. No. So what I tell people, if you think you want to open your relationship with your mama, mwambia ende kwa club on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, ende na a notepad or something. I tell you how many people will hit on her. How many people will buy her drinks? How many people want to fuck her at the end of the night? When I went the next busy day as the dude, utali. Ukiangalia uone, you can outfuck your woman, you can open your relationship. But if you can't, at the end of the day, utachoka na outside chiku wako. Outside chiku wako atachoka na wewe because you are whiny, you are a loser. Unamwekelea so much responsibility. And your mama at a get two girlfriends ukisha open your relationship to leo on a Friday by kesho atakuwa Zanzibar or Lamu or somewhere and utabaki kwa nyumba ukilia while
I think I saw a situation like that at the guy akasema ati he wants to open the relationship and then now apparently the woman has like ameshaanza kwenda dates, she has men like two boyfriends. And the guy ali open akidhani yenda atakuwa akipata bitches.
So for
and now dudes, he wants to close it because
what dudes do ni overrate. Dudes overrate themselves so much. The only men who can ati anaweza kaa chini and get laid just for existing. There are very few men who can pull that off. Not every dude can pull that off. Very few men. So maybe celebrities and all that stuff. Very few men. So kama wezi pull, kama your mama akisha bounce, hawezi call two different women watoke mta. You have no business opening a relationship.
Like sure bets. Unajua takuja.
Yeah. Like kama hawezi replace a failed date in 5 minutes. Yeah. Just cheat the old fashioned way. Watch a mambo mob.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving. Chill to come other men. Stop being woke and all that shit. Hola.
I feel like we should knife use this. We should. Let's talk about that one higher.